step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Did you hear Extreme is touring with Nuno opening?
No, I did not know that.
Yes, I have an email here from Bands in Town, some website, and they are playing August 16th at the Keswick Theater outside of Philly, and Extreme is playing, and also that same night, Nuno Bettencourt is playing.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I gotta think that Nuno is opening for Extreme.
Oh, he can do it too, because he plays. I guess he plays here all the time. He gets up on stage at the Lucky Strike, and they just play.
Nice. Yeah, this is another one I'm trying to convince Tony to come with me. He loves Extreme, and you know, Nuno playing is just a bonus.
Now, what about the wife?
She may go to see Extreme.
Yeah,
maybe.
If only play ballads.
Yeah.
Which
they're going to do more than words, right? Ugh, yeah, they'll do Wholehearted, too.
Yeah, the other one's like, more than words, I'm like, okay, I've heard that too many times.
Yeah.
That's the one I don't want to hear.
Yeah. We played that for a wedding one time, way, a long time ago. Dana sang it, I played. It's really not a wedding song.
No, it's not at all. Listen to the words.
Yeah, it's like, you need to put out. Don't just tell me.
Yeah, my wife.
Show me a little something.
My wife hates that song, which is weird. Normally, she loves ballads, but she doesn't like that one. So it's like, okay.
All right, boys and girls in podcast lands, time for some rapid fire where we try to stump each other with some extremely, extremely hard questions. Of course, this time I think we probably don't have these. These aren't too hard. So Mark, you ready for some questions?
I am. Fire away, sir.
Okay, question number one. What do these bands have in common? Survivor, Richard Marx, Smashing Pumpkins, and Disturbed.
I'm going to say they're all from Chicago.
Oh, that is correct.
Yes.
I would not have known that had I not been looking it up.
I wouldn't have known Richard Marx was from Chicago, but I knew the other two. Two of them were. I didn't know about Disturbed either, so that was a guess. All right, I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, I knew Survivor and Smashing Pumpkins. I thought Richard Marx was from, like, New York or something, but...
Okay.
All right, so there you go. You're one for one.
Yeah, we learned something. Okay, question one for you. How many original members of the band Sweet are still alive?
Two.
Correct. Can you name them?
Yes. No, I cannot.
Oh, well, that would be Steve Priest in the U.S. and Andy Scott in the U.K. And there's two Sweet bands out there right now, one U.S., one U.K.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, with one of each? Each one has one of those guys in it.
Yeah, Steve Priest has his in the L.A.
So which one did you see?
Steve Priest.
Okay.
Because Andy Scott doesn't travel. Both of them are heavy set dudes now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, they were little thin guys back in the day with their spandex and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Steve Priest is not in good shape. He has to sit to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. must have been a weird show.
Yeah, I'll talk about that a little later.
All right. All right, question number two for you. What two Bullet Boys songs have charted in the top 100?
Okay, well, I'm sure they're probably off the first album. I'm going to say Smooth Up.
Yep. Yep.
And For the Love of Money.
That is correct. They were both in the 70s, but they were in the top 100.
Woohoo! And after that, it went downhill.
Yeah, I don't think I've really heard anything from them since.
No, they still release albums.
Yeah.
They released one last year. It's only Mark in the band now, so. I mean, yeah. It's not bad stuff, but.
The Mark Torian band.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And the other three guys have their own band called like Lies, Deception, and Deceit or something like that.
Okay.
I think it's a little jab at Mark, too, so.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. I don't see a reformation of them anytime soon. Okay, here's one of those famous lists you love.
Oh, boy.
Question number two. Which one of these bands is not Canadian? Trooper, Prism, Saga, Madam X, or Triumph?
Jesus Christ, where do you get some of these bands?
Trooper, Prism, Saga, Madam X, or Triumph? One is not Canadian.
I know Triumph is. I'm pretty sure Saga is. Who was after Saga?
Madam X.
I'm going to say them.
You would be correct. They are from Detroit.
Yes. Nice.
You're high in high school.
They can... They can see Canada from across the river, though.
That's right. That's why I picked it, because it's close. Trooper and Prism were kind of big in Canada, but and released albums in the States, but they never broke. Trooper's hit was Raise a Little Hell. Raise a Little Hell. Yeah.
Raise a Little Hell. Raise a Little Hell.
That's the
one. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that song.
And Prism had hits, but I couldn't name one of them, so...
So they weren't huge hits.
No. So you are 1-2. Actually, you know what? You are 2-2. You are kicking butt.
Yeah. Well, we're both 2-2 so far. So here's the tiebreaker right here. We've moved on to game 7.
Ooh, yes.
All right. What is the stage name of Jim Wilkinson?
Stage name for Jim Wilkinson. And he is
a... I know you have seen him.
He's in a band. It's his real name, and I have to guess what his stage name is. Jim Wilkinson. Does he play an instrument?
No, he's a singer.
James Wilkinson. God.
You saw him with me.
Ooh. What decade?
Yeah, that's true. Could have been any one of four decades, I guess.
Yeah.
Damn, that was in the 2010s.
Oh, okay, so it's been M3 then. You're saying it's an M3? But that's a lot of people.
Yes.
Oh.
That doesn't help you a whole lot.
I'm going to say Jizzy Pearl.
That is correct.
What a guess. Yeah. That's the only guy I can think of with a fake name.
Yep. Yeah, that's definitely not his given name. But yeah, we saw him in M3 with Danger Danger.
Yeah, they were damn good.
No, wait, that was Love Hate.
Yeah, we saw Love Hate.
Yeah.
It was him and some three other guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danger Danger was Ted Poley.
Yeah, man.
All right, so I'm 3-3, so you have to get this one right. This might be a first. I don't think we've ever gotten all 6 questions right. All right, maybe
let's see.
Maybe these questions are too damn easy.
Maybe I shouldn't choke.
Okay. Which members of Def Leppard were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? See if you know them.
All right. Well, I'm sure there is Phil Collin.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Think the member.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Rick Savage.
Yep.
I am drawing a total blank on the singer.
Oh my God. Go to the guitar players then. Who's the drummer?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to have a problem with.
Wow.
Okay. I don't think
There's seven people who went in. You've gotten two of them so far.
Okay. God, what is my problem?
Yeah, we're recording. We're recording this earlier than we normally do. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, really. It's daylight right now.
I can hear hundreds of people screaming into their cars.
Yeah, really.
Come on, dumbass.
Dan, you dick. You stupid dick. I don't think the little guy was... Well, yeah, he probably was.
What was his name?
That's the point. I'm trying to think of his name.
You saw him and you were five feet from the guy.
I know. Believe me.
Actually, everybody who's ever been in Def Leppard was elected in there, but you can't name them. I'm surprised.
Okay. Phil Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Savage.
Yep. Who was the lead singer of Def Leppard?
That's Joe Elliott.
Yep.
Vivian Campbell.
Yep. One arm drummer.
Yeah. Oh, I can see all their faces.
His last name is a first name, and you're playing with the mic again.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, because I'm pissed. I can't think of the three other guys in Def Leppard.
Two of them are. One of them's dead.
One's dead. One's short, and
one's one arm.
One's one arm. One those arm. Guys. You know those guys.
I do know. Yeah. I'm going to be playing the theme from Jeopardy a lot during this.
During this part.
Should I give me your first names? I'll give you first initials. The drummer's initials are R.A.
Rick Allen.
Correct. All right. The short guitarist's initials are P.W.
Pete Willis.
Yep. And the guy who passed away is S.C.
Steve Clark.
Correct. Wow.
Damn. Whew. That was hard. That was uncomfortable for everybody, I think.
For me, too. Wow. Should we give you credit for that?
I think I get half a point. I got four of them. Four of the seven.
Okay, so that's incorrect. And I win.
Yeah, okay. So it's three to two and a half.
Yeah. I'm feeling...
Oh, man. I'm surprised that Vivi Campbell got in with Def Leppard.
Yeah, so am I, because there's been other instances where bands like Bruce Kulick didn't get in and Eric Singer, and they were in the band.
Yeah, they were in the band longer than the original guys.
Oh, yeah.
Did Vivian Campbell get in with Dio? Is Dio in?
Dio is not in any capacity whatsoever.
Wow. See, he ought to be in with Black Sabbath.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, too. But yet, Bruce Springsteen's anybody who played with him is in.
The tambourine player on Born in the USA.
Like 19 guys or something like that are in from Bruce Springsteen.
I'm taking the head of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a Bruce fan.
I think he works with Bruce. He's like his manager or something like that.
Oh, dick.
It's worse than U.S. politics.
Jesus Christ. You and I should be running that thing.
I know. We keep saying
I would write down their names, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would go back. I would go back to all the bands, like people got screwed over who were parts of bands, and put them in.
Absolutely.
Starting with Dio. All right. And on that,
Dio ought to be in just on his own. I mean, the first two albums, his first two solo albums, if nothing else.
Yeah.
But two of the albums, oh, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Two of the albums he did with Black Sabbath should be in there.
Rainbow albums.
Rainbow. What the fuck, man?
Yeah. You can't say anything about the Elf album because I've never heard it. So.
Yeah. I heard Neon Nights on the radio today, and yeah, what a great song.
Oh, yeah. Heaven and Hell album. The whole album is awesome.
That and The Mob Rules?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
What is wrong with these people?
Those two albums just by themselves should have gotten Dio in there.
Politics, I guess. We only want the original four.
Yeah, right. Okay, whatever.
Because if you
so the original guys of the E Street Band,
all of them, even the guy I played on one album is gone. But I think they say you're supposed to be on at least two studio albums. But then they can look at Kiss. Bruce Kulick played them more than two. Eric Singer, Eric Carr, those three guys should have been in. Now Vinnie Vincent was only on one. Well, technically he was on two, but his name was only written on one. I would have put him in too. But.
Well, he wrote one of their biggest hits, so.
Yeah, you'd think, but I don't know. It's stupid. Oh, look at the original drummer, and Rush isn't in. Only Neil and Getty and what's his face. Yeah. It's too early.
Alex Lifeson.
Yeah, those three.
But then I could see why Jai Rutsey wouldn't be put in for Rush.
It was his band.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. But you know what? If you're going to put the original triangle player and Bruce Springsteen's band in there, you put John Rutsey in there. The guy's not even alive anymore. It's not like he's going to vote. Come on.
Well, the triangle's very important on Born in the USA.
It is.
Very, very important.
Yeah. Politics sucks in any capacity whatsoever.
Yeah, it does. Okay. All right. Well, you won this round, damn it.
Yay. Well, maybe next time you'll win.
Yep.
All right. Está escuchando Hard Rocking Trivia Show in Spreaker. You're listening to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show on Spreaker.com.
Time for a concert review. I went to see Steve Priest's suite at the Santa Clarita Canyon Club. Back in April.
Sounds like a small place.
Yeah, Canyon Clips hold about, I would say, 700 to 800 people. They got quite a few of them around L.A. They're popping up everywhere, so it's kind of cool that there's one in the mall. So it's literally 5 miles from my house.
Nice. So what did Steve Priest play? So was he the guitar player?
No, he was the bass player.
Okay.
So he, it's him and a bunch of guys. Some of these guys you might know. Actually, well, I'll tell you, this was on a Sunday night, so I expected this place to be empty because previously I saw the Bullet Boys and Pretty Boy Floyd play, and it was real empty. There was probably about 60 people in there. You could sit.
Wow.
It was, I wouldn't say embarrassing, but it was just kind of sad.
Yeah.
So I expected something like that, but to my surprise, there was a lot of people in there. I would say it was probably about 70% full, so it was kind of nice. Kind of nice to see. So, because I loved Sweet back in the day. And I knew there's only one guy, original member in there. So, this is kind of a celebration of all these tunes. But the guys in the band, like I said, Steve Priest was the bass player. Unfortunately, he's in poor health. He can barely walk. And he sits when he plays. So, yeah, I would say he's probably in his late 60s. And you could see that he's got like no muscle tone. He's a little overweight. He needs to start getting on the Stairmaster there. It's not doing well, but he can still play well and he can still sing well. So that's a bonus. So I give him credit for just getting up there and doing it. Now he surrounds himself with a couple of guys I don't know. The drummer's name was Richie O'Neary or something. O'Neary, who's played with Sambora, Bobby Kimball, Dio, and Uli John Roth, but I didn't know him. The keyboard player is a guy named Stevie Stewart, who was really good. But, again, I didn't know him. He hasn't really played with anybody that I knew. Now, the guitar player is a guy named Mitch Perry, who I did know. He was the guy who replaced Yngwie in Steeler.
I know that name.
And he's also played with Lita Ford, and I think he was also in Heaven. Remember Heaven?
Oh, yeah.
From Australia. Yeah. He played with them, so I knew him. I knew he was a good player. I guess anybody who replaces Yngwie has got to be pretty good.
Yeah, they got to have the chops, I would think.
Right, and the lead singer was a guy named Paulie Z. Now, Paulie Z was in a band called ZO2. I don't know if you remember them. They opened for Kiss on one tour, and they were part of a TV show called Z-Rock. Did you ever see that?
No. Mm-mm.
In fact, yeah, that was a great show, too. If you ever get this. You can see it online usually, but with Z-Rock, it's about a show about a band that plays rock clubs at night, and during the day they play kids' parties, which is really how they started. So it was based a comedy show based on what really happened.
Okay.
But this guy, Pauly Z, was the guitar player and lead singer of this band. But now he came out here, and he's the lead singer in Sweet. And this guy's got some serious pipes. He can really sing, and he's really entertaining, got a good sense of humor. So just for him alone, it's entertaining. And when this band played, they played the songs note for note perfect. They do the four-part harmonies spot on perfect. It was really, really entertaining show.
That's cool.
So, and it was kind of cool because most of the people there were my age or a lot of older people. There's a lot of gray hairs there. But at this place, some people brought their kids. So I saw some like 10, 11-year-olds there too.
Wow.
So, you know, as long as you come with an adult, you can come to this place. Because it's a bar, they sell alcohol. But
right.
They were into it. Every song was pretty much a hit. Well, except
that's
for...
cool.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Love Is Like Oxygen, Action, Ballroom Blitz. Well, they ended with Ballroom Blitz. But I think it started with Action and, oh my God, Set Me Free, Blockbuster. They played everything. It was so good.
What song did you enjoy the most?
Set Me Free.
Yeah?
Which has been covered by, you know, Saxon and Vince Neil. So, yeah. And fun fact, I think Vince Neil played like a couple days prior, and I think Sweet Soul had more people in the place than Vince Neil did. Well, because Vince Neil really can't sing anymore, so.
Nah.
His band is good, but he can't sing.
So. I watched that. There's a video on YouTube of him at their last concert.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's got to be a joke that he's just, he's not singing the words. He's just like.
It's like when you're trying to write a song when you're yelling out stuff to make a song. Yeah.
You have the melody, but then you don't really have the words to go with the melody, and so you just say gibberish.
Which is what
I
he's doing.
I think that's what he was doing.
Yeah, he's been doing it for years, though.
Oh.
It's like he's mailing it in, and he's getting paid to do this.
God damn.
So, yeah, I guess people are sick of that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, nobody wants to see that.
No, I don't. I wouldn't want to pay, and you know, they charge like $60 a head to get in there. It's like,
I'm glad
think...
Sweet was entertaining.
Yeah, it was $20.
Wow. Even with the guy sitting down, he was still entertaining.
Yeah, because all the other guys make up for it because they're really moving around a lot. In fact, Pauly Z, you know, when he wanted to get, because this is one of those places, like all these canyon clubs, you go there before. If you want dinner, you have to pay more. And they got the tables in front. And then everybody else in general admission stands behind them. So
oh,
the people
really?
In front of me are all sitting at the table because they've eaten dinner, so they got a good spot. He's like three quarters away. He goes, okay, enough sitting. Stand up. He runs out in the crowd, gets everybody to stand up. And then he looks around, and then behind us there's more seats back there. And he runs all the way in back, gets all those people to stand up.
Nice.
So he's singing along, walking through the crowd. Getting everybody, getting little kids into it, getting everybody into it. And by the end, everybody's standing up. So it's kind of cool. Because the music is so good. It's so catchy and everybody's singing the songs.
Right.
It was a lot of fun. I know they play mostly the West Coast. I think they go as far as Denver. But if they ever come in your neck of the woods, go see them.
Oh, I definitely will.
It's like, oh, it's so good. I was so surprised. I was so thankful and so... I appreciated hearing those songs live again. It was just so much fun. It's kind of like when I saw the Thin Lizzy with John Sykes. Wasn't sure how good it was going to come off, but the songs were so good and they were done so well. It was well worth it. This is kind of along the same lines.
Nice.
Yeah, and makes you want to go out and... Because Sweet really had a small window when they were really good because they started as a bubblegum band. And then they hit with their hits... But Sweet, the album Sweet Fanny Adams and Desolation Boulevard and Give Us a Wink, those three is when they were a hard rock band doing their own things.
Yeah.
And after that, they had Love Is Like Oxygen and then, you know, stunk after that. And they broke. Then they broke up. But they saw
the writing on the wall at that point.
Yeah, it's like 73 to 75. That's when they were their prime. They're really good.
Yeah.
And most of the songs are from that era, so. So definitely go buy Sweet albums. Actually, you know, Desolation Boulevard, the American version is actually a compilation of two albums.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sweet Fanny Adams and Desolation Boulevard in America were combined for one album. So,
okay.
So it's almost like a greatest hits.
Nice.
And I'm sure I sent those albums to you, so you have them.
I'm going to check that out for sure. Yeah. If I don't, I'll ask you.
Yeah, there's probably like at least good 20 sweet songs that are awesome.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, cool. I'm glad you got to see them for sure.
Yes. I'm crossing them off my bucket list.
Yep. Sweet in New England.
At New England's coming this November.
Damn.
I'm going to go see them again. Same place in somebody's front yard.
Man, I wish there was a reason I needed to go to California for work.
Yeah, you got to have an office somewhere in California, right?
No.
Damn it.
No, we don't. No. Just Delaware and Florida.
Yeah, well, tell them to expand. Talk to somebody. Yep. Okay, on that note. All right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.